from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Tatkwa-Tagamo First Nation has filed a court claim against the provincial government and Newmont Mining over mining activities on the Pamour property east of Porcupine. Chief Bruce Archibald says this comes as his community asked Newmont for proper consultation before any operations in any part of its territory.
Negotiations have come to a halt because the understanding between the First Nation and Newmont is not at the same level on what we expect to be compensated for all the damages that have been done in our territory over the last 110 years.
The chief says mining means his people can't consume as much of the water, fish, and animals they used to, and practice traditional activities they've engaged in since time immemorial. One of the kingpins of the Freedom Convoy that paralyzed downtown Ottawa for 3 weeks in 2022 has been convicted on 5 of 8 criminal charges. Pat King was found guilty today on 2 counts of disobeying a court order and 1 each of mischief, counseling to commit mischief, and counseling to obstruct a public or peace officer. The prosecution said King's influence in the protest was undeniable. His defense argued he was not in control of the convoy. The trucker protest was ended by the federal government invoking the Emergencies Act. Well, you can bring your letters to Santa Claus to tomorrow night's Downtown Timmins Santa Claus Parade after all, thanks to some of his elves. The official word from Canada Post Media Relations Representative Valerie Chartrand is that because of the ongoing strike, the corporation can't deliver letters to the North Pole this year. However, near the front of the parade, those elves will be picking up your letters. In Country 93.1 Sports, it's 3rd versus 2nd in the NOJHL tonight at the MAC when the Timmins Rock hosts the Hearst Lumberjacks. Face-off is at 7 o'clock. Then, after participating in the Santa Claus Parade tomorrow night, the Rock hosts Blind River Sunday afternoon at 1. Meanwhile, the Iroquois Falls Storm hosts Blind River tonight and then head to Kirkland Lake tomorrow to meet the gold miners.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.